जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन स्वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन स्वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव भंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव भंज बिहारी जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अशोत शर्ची श्रीमान डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्तवी गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय श्री नवद्वीप धाम की जय श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई की यमुना माई की तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate. वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी भागवतम हरे श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर टू एंटाइटल डिविनिटी एंड डिवाइन सर्विस टेक्स्ट नंबर 25 भेजिरे मुनयोथाग्रे भेजिरे मुनयोथाग्रे भगवन्तं मधोक्षजम् भगवन्तं मधोक्षजम् सत्वं विशुद्धं क्षेमाय सत्वं विशुद्धं क्षेमाय कल्पन्ते येनुतानिह कल्पन्ते येनुतानिह भेजिरे मुनयोथाग्रे भगवन्तमधोक्षजम् सत्वं विशुद्धं क्षेमाय कल्पन्ते येनुतानिह भेजिरे मुनयोथाग्रे भगवन्तं मधोक्षजम् सत्वं विशुद्धं क्षेमाय कल्पन्ते येनुतानिह विशुद्धं क्षेमाय कल्पन्ते येनुतानिह मातुजी भेजिरे मुनयोथाग्रे भगवन्तं अधोक्षजम् सत्वं विशुद्धं क्षेमाय भेजिरे मुनयोथाग्रे भगवन्तं अधोक्षजम् विशुद्धं क्षेमाय भवन्ते येनुतानिह Bhejire, rendered service unto Munayaha, the sages, Atha, does, Agre, previously, Bhagavantam, unto the personality of Godhead, Adhokshajam, the transcendence, Sattvam, existence. Vishuddham, above the three modes of nature. Kremaya, to derive the ultimate benefit. Kalpante, deserve. Ye, those. Anu, follow. Tan, those. Iha, in this material world. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Previously, all the great sages rendered service unto the personality of Godhead due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worshipped him to become free from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows such great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world. Purport: the purpose of performing religion is neither to profit by material gain not to get simple knowledge of discerning matter from spirit. The ultimate aim of religious performance is to release oneself from the material bondage and regain the life of freedom in the transcendental world, where the personality of Godhead is the supreme person. Laws of religion, therefore, are directly enacted by the personality of Godhead. And except for the Mahajanas, or the authorized agents of the Lord, no one knows the purpose of religion. There are 12 particular agents of the Lord who know the purpose of religion, and all of them render transcendental service unto Him. Persons who desire their own good may follow these Mahajanas and thus attain the supreme benefit. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatar Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Padhidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavan Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Bhijire Munayo Thagre Bhagavantam Adhokshajam Sattvam Vishuddham Kshemaya Kalpante Yenutaneha. Previously, all the great sages rendered service unto the personality of Godhead due to His existence above the three modes of material nature. They worship Him to become free from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit. Whoever follows such great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world. So in these verses, Suta Goswami is answering the questions put forth by the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunak Rishi. And the question that has come here is, who is the ultimate worshipable personality that is worth taking shelter of to achieve the highest perfection of life? Generally, many people approach powerful devatas for achieving whatever immediate benefit that they feel will be beneficial for them. In their limited understanding and limited evolution of consciousness. Whereas, the Bhagavad Gita says, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. That if you really want to understand the Vedic conclusion, Upanishad, Upa means near, Ni means under, and Shad means to sit. It cannot be understood by Google search. One has to sit at the feet of a guru, pranipatena, with humility, not with the audacity to barge into a purer realm of existence. Pariprashtena, deeply inquisitive. I am fool, I don't know anything. Please enlighten me. And sevaya, sincerely to the best of one's ability, trying to put those instructions to practice. Just like in the medical shop there are thousands of medicines available to anyone who can pay the price. But we go to a doctor who has presumably three qualifications. Firstly, he is fully aware of all the types of diseases. He is fully aware of all the medicines in the market. So that's his knowledge. So we have faith that he knows. Secondly, we have confidence that he is a very mature doctor. He can perfectly understand what is my current situation. And with all the medicines that are available, with all the different kind of treatment procedures that are available, what is best for me, he can ascertain and determine. And thirdly, he has no other self-interest other than exclusively wanting my good health. To that extent, that we have faith in the knowledge, confidence in that person's maturity and balanced approach to treatment, and trust in his being true, well-wishing friend of the patient. To that extent, the benefit, the highest benefit can be achieved. Similarly, the Vedic literature, so many literatures
And in these, all these literatures, there are so many personalities whose worship is recommended, so many types of rules and regulations, visit to holy places, sacrifices, austerities, vratas, japas, tapas, dana. And all of these will take many lifetimes to understand, what to speak of, execute. And therefore it is said that if a person really wants to understand the essence of this, take full advantage of the purpose of giving the Vedic literatures. The person who gave the Vedic literature also tells how to take full advantage of these Vedic literatures. Tattvadarshinah. One has to approach a tattvadarshinah to know things tattvatah. Tattvatah means as it is, not as you want it to be, or as you expect it to be, or as you thought it to be, or as you would like it to be. No, it is as it is. We have to mold ourselves to take full advantage of that. So herein, who should be served? Bhejire. Bhejire means, as described here, rendered service unto. Munayo atha agre. Purvairapi mumukshubhihi. Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam purvaihi purvataram kritam. Even Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, in the past, so many people perfected their lives by following this process. And you, my dear Arjun, blindly, in a good way, you can blindly follow those authorities. And then you will achieve the perfection. And as it is expressed here, Bhejire served Munayaha Atha Agre. Whom did they worship? Bhagavantam Adhokshajam. One who is beyond this world, beyond the three modes of nature. So generally this question comes, there is so many powerful devatas, but beyond them there are the Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. So amongst these three, who is to be worshipped? Generally, as soon as this question is put, there is polarization created by emphasizing one. This happens only for those who have never sat at the feet of a bona fide representative of the disciplic succession, coming from those personalities, coming from the original source of the Vedas. Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedanta krit veda videvata. So the Lord, when He created, He gave it to these four people. He gave it to Brahma, He gave it to Lord Shiva, He gave it to Lakshmiji, He gave it to the Chatushkumaras. From Shiva, a whole disciplic succession has come. You hear? From Brahma, a whole disciplic succession has come. Hear them. But no, we think we can figure out better through our good intelligence. Nasau muniriyasya matam na bhinnam. Therefore Krishna very beautifully says, Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvamcha mai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami sachamena pranashyati. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, he is never lost to me. And who is this me? Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. am the source of everything that exists. Everything emanates from me. Buddha bhava samanmitaha. This is an intelligent person. So, when we approach such a person, we realize all these powerful, worshipable personalities within the universe, 33 crores of them and more, considering immediate authorities, personalities within our, you know, vision of perception and influence. So then we can see that if you study the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, one who sees me everywhere in everything, then we realize that all these powerful personalities, including Lord Brahma, including Lord Shiva, from the topmost part of the universe till the lowest part of the universe. When Arjun saw the universal form of the Lord, he saw from the top, you know, to the bottom of the universe, everything contained within the body of the Lord. And then Krishna says in the 10th chapter, I am this amongst this, I am this amongst this. I am the taste of water, I am the light of the sun. I am the ability in man. So if he is the ability in every personality of this universe, for the purpose of creation, somebody has been empowered. He just creates. Somebody has been empowered to destroy everything. Why destroy? If destruction was not there, can you imagine? It's a benediction that destruction is there. Imagine if nobody retired. What will the next generation do? Somebody has to retire. Something has to be, old building has to be come down so the new building can come up with change of time. In this body it's happening. Actually, all the three are simultaneously happening in this body. Creation is going on, maintenance is there, and destruction is going on. But in the beginning stage, creation is very, very, you know, powerful, and destruction is very less. Like a new car. You don't have too much do maintenance. You just press the accelerator and paisa vasool karo. But later, now the destruction starts happening much more faster after that peak, like a bell curve. And then maintenance becomes this issue. So it's always going on. It's a need. He knows why he has created, how he has created. Therefore, Krishna or Vishnu is glorified as the one who is running the whole show. And when we understand through proper scriptural Vedic understanding, we can see that all these powerful devatas are simultaneously one with and different from the Supreme Lord. One with in their purpose. They are unified in their purpose. But there is diversity in terms of their functions. The sun lights up the whole universe. But the sun cannot light up the darkness within the core of the heart. Only the Supreme Lord, who is giving the power to the sun to light up the external universe, by his power can light up the innermost darkness of the heart. Yamaraj, who regulates all the mischief mongers, antisocial elements, who's been empowered by the Lord to regulate people and do the needful so that they come on track. The same Lord internally regulates as Antaryama, Antaryami. Sarvasyacham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanamapuhanamcha. If you really want, that's repentance, genuine repentance, then the Lord will speak from the heart. This is your penance. This is how you can purify yourself. Then such a person never has to see Yamaraj. If you listen to Antaryami, there is no need to go to Bahiryama. A person who is following the rules of the government, why should he be worried about the police? In fact, he sees the police, he feels very happy that I am safe. But if you are breaking, you see the police and you start shivering. Only then mask comes up. Fine, varna padega. But if a person is responsible, theek hai bhai, pehen lo. Apni bhalai ke liye. I am responsible. Maa kasam. So, he is the power in the Agni. Agni naya supatharai asman. The power to burn things, objects. But the power is coming from the Supreme Lord, whose name can burn away millions of lifetimes of sinful reactions. Fire cannot burn that. Fire can only burn the body. Fire cannot burn the sinful reactions. But the remembrance of the name of the Lord can burn away millions of lifetimes of sinful reactions. Because He is the ultimate burning power of the fire. He is the lighting power of the sun. He is the controlling power of the controllers of the universe. Therefore, the different demigods are different parts of His body. So this understanding is there. And therefore, when these great personalities, Mahajalo Yena Gata Savantaha, this particular verse is spoken by Yamaraj, when the Yamadutas approach Ajamil, they know all the sinful activities that he has performed, and some pious activities in the early days. Completely, you know, overpowered by these sinful reactions. And now he's dying and they approach him. They have rules. All the rules are there with them. Nobody can tell them this is the rule. What's right, what's wrong? And then they approach. And then suddenly, Narayana, Narayana. And immediately, the Vishnu Dutas come and, you know, conversation happens and they release him and then they go away. First time in their life, they have been defeated. Their purpose has been foiled against the law, the government law. Who are these four people who came? How dare they interfere with the laws of our Lord and Master Yamaraj? And then they go to him. And then Yamaraj smiles. And he's so happy because they're recounting the whole thing. And in the process they say, Narayana, Narayana, he said, you know. And this Vishnu Duta said. But Yamaraj is so happy. Hey, sit down, sit down, sit down. Better, better. Earlier today, standing meeting, bas fatafat aage niklo. Aisa kiya, maar dalo, taango usko ulta. But this time, first time he's telling, baitho, baitho. Thoda pani vani chahiye, pani peena hai. Thanda, sarbat chahiye. बैठो, प्रेम से बैठो, आज तुम्हारा जीवन सफल। बोले क्या, हम कंप्लेंट लेके आए थे? बैठो बैठो, आज तुम्हारा जीवन सफल, आज तुम्हारे मुंह से हरि नाम निकला। सो इमीडिएटली मेड हिम सिट डाउन एंड यू नो पोर्ड आउट हिज हार्ट। धर्मं तु साक्षात भगवत प्रणीतम सेज, यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस, द अल्टीमेट रूल मेकर, द सुप्रीमली इंडिपेंडेंट अभिज्ञ स्वराट, हू कैन मेक एनी रूल, व्हेन ही मेक्स द रूल, दिस इज द प्रूफ दैट यू आर द अल्टीमेट। व्हाट इज द प्रूफ दैट यू आर द अल्टीमेट अथॉरिटी इन एन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन और इन दिस क्रिएशन? The ultimate authority is one. If he makes a rule, no one dare ever break it without consequence. And number two, no one can make rules for that person. Two, I am the rule maker. If I want, generally I will follow. But those rules don't bind me. That person is said to be the highest. Because he not only makes the rule, he knows the heart of the rule. Because he knows the heart of the rule, when he apparently breaks the rule, he is teaching the real spirit of the rule. Not the letter of the rule, but the spirit of the rule. And therefore, only the Lord, only the Lord, and other than the Lord, Name Vidu Suragana, that even the powerful in the mode of goodness, the rishis and the devatas, they can't understand what to speak of asuras, danavas, yakshas, kinnaras, vidyadharas, charanas, manushyas. Nobody can understand. And other than the Lord, the only other person who can understand the spirit of the law, the essence of the law, the real purpose of the law, dharmasya tattvam tarko apratishtho. Big intelligence you can never decipher. It's terribly confusing. Tarko apratishtho. Because one fellow will come and defeat effortlessly this argument. That's what Lord Chaitanya showed in his pastimes as a scholar. Effortlessly he could beat any argument. He showed the futility of simply trying to argue mental speculation. Tarko apratishtho, shrutayo vibhinna. And there are different shlokas for different folks. So if you want to justify something, you can pick up any one quote from the Vedas. And you can dismantle any other argument or conclusion. Nasa umuniriyasya matam na bhinnam. Every rishi in the general sense of the world, unless they come out with a new theory, they are not given recognition. Maine bulb banaya. Bulb hai. Edison ne banaya. Bulb kaun sa bulb banaya? Laga le apne ghar pe laga. कुछ ऐसा चीज बना जो किसी ने आज तक नहीं बनाया, दैट इज समथिंग। नासौ ऋषिर्यस्य मतम न भिन्नम। सो धर्मस्य तत्त्वम्, हु इज टेलिंग? धर्मराज इज सेइंग, धर्मस्य तत्त्वम् निहितम् गुहायाम्। इट इज दैट अंडरस्टैंडिंग, दैट कन्विक्शन ऑफ द रियल स्पिरिट, द एसेंस ऑफ ऑल स्क्रिप्चर्स, nihitam guhayam, in the deep recesses of the heart of the devotees of the Lord. Sadhavo hridayam mahyam, sadhunam hridayam tu aham, madanyate najananti naham te bhyo managapi. The Lord himself told, the pure devotees reside in my heart and I reside in their heart. They know no one but me, and I know no one but them. Because the devotees reside in the heart of the Lord, the maker of the rule, they know the essence, the heart of the rule. And because the Lord is situated in their heart, He can also guide them in this situation, just do this. No, but the scripture say, scripture kuch ho, main bol raha hu, abhi ye kar. That is why Bali Maharaj, in half an hour he became a Mahajan. In half an hour. Half an hour ago he was demon. Only credit was grandson of Prahlad, but great grandson of Hiranyakashipu, the super breaker of all dharma. Father was also no less. But how Bali became? Bali understood, even though his guru said something, the scriptures were saying something, but he followed his heart. Based on the essence, this is where it is considered that he received the mercy, prayers of Prahlad. Because he was sincere, he followed the rules with respect for the rules. He was respecting the Brahmanas. He respected that little Brahman who had come. He respected, I have given a vow, I should live by the truth. Because there were many other things also in his heart that got purified. So Mahajano yena gataha sapantha. That's the path. So scriptures are available to everyone. Anyone can access. But then we need to understand who the Mahajans are, and therefore other than Yamaraj himself says, I'll tell you who the Mahajans are. Just for your reference. Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manuhu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balirvaya Sakirvayam. Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, being a most exalted personality within the universe, practically empowered by the Lord as another avatar, guna avatar, in the mode of passion for the purpose of creation. Narada, empowered with the bhakti shakti, Narayana dadati, whomever he meets, it's only a question of time. Time separates from him becoming a devotee of Lord Narayana. Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu. He really understands the mood. Kumara, the four Kumaras. Kapilo, Lord Kapila, son of Devahuti. Manu, Swayambhu Manu. Prahlada, Janaka, Janaka Maharaj. Bhishma, Bhishma, Mahajan, fought against Krishna, shot arrows at Krishna. This was a confusion I never understood for a long time. Till I heard His Grace Radhika Vallabh Prabhu quoting our acharyas and saying that, you know, in his style he says, so Jiva Goswami says, he says, when a Mahajan does something, apparently does something that is confusing, then don't follow him. Don't imitate him. Follow his words. So when Bhishma was shooting arrows, you can't imitate that. Unless you are Bhishma. Mahajano yena gataha sapanthaha. So his speech, what he spoke to the Pandavas on his deathbed, what was his consciousness? Whom was he surrendering to? Whom was he remembering? Whom was he appreciating? Whose thousand names did he recite? He said, what are you people, guy? What are you doing? Why? You fool, Yudhishthir. You call yourself Dharmaraj? Nonsense. And you are lamenting? You don't understand the person sitting next to you? Who is this person? If this person is with you and still you have suffering all the injustices and troubles, know that it is his plan. Thy will be done. Just accept it. Your role you continue to perform. Accept this as a blessing of this personality, Sri Krishna. So, he was playing his role. So, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Bali Maharaj, Vyasaki, the son of Vyasdev, Shukadeva Goswami, and me. Yamaraj is saying, not me. It's interesting. I be home, Bara Mahajan mein. Sometimes it seems, generally, sometimes extra humility, we don't add our name. So-and-so Das and so-and-so Prabhu and so-and-so Das. Isn't it literally ka malum? So sometimes you want to be extra humble. But as a matter of fact, he says, and me, 12th man. The 12th Mahajan is not a 12th man. The 12th Mahajan. 12th man has a different connotation. Koi out ho gaya to, pair toot gaya to main jane ga. Nahin. He is a 12th Mahajan. Prabhupada was on time giving this talk. And one devotee with great reverence, he said, Prabhupada, you are the 13th Mahajan. And Prabhupada said, you are the 14th. provided you follow in the path. So, in Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita, in Upadesha Amrita, speaks about 6 favorable items for devotional service. Utsahat, Nishayat, Dhairyat, Tattat Karma Pravartanat, Sangatyagat, Satovrittehe, Shadbhir Bhaktihi, Prasidhyati. If you really want to steadily, gradually, but as quickly as possible, progress in spiritual life, you have to have these 6, you have to cultivate these 6 qualities or 6 aspects you have to focus and work upon. Utsahat, enthusiasm. Even if you don't feel like, act enthusiastic. Because by acting, eventually you will become enthusiastic. Nishayat, have full faith. Avashya rakshibe Krishna aito vishwas. To the extent you know that he is there, not a blade of grass can move without his sanction. Nishayat and dhairyat. Have patience. Enthusiasm without faith is the mode of passion. Restlessness of the mind. And mere patience without faith can become laziness or, you know, laxity or kind of a towards indifference, things like that. So, utsahat, nishyat, dhairya, tat-tat karma pravartanat, following all the rules and regulations, whatever is expected according to a particular varna and ashram. Sangatyagat, carefully avoiding that kind of association which can affect you achieving your goal. Because we have less time and lot to achieve. Very careful about what kind of association we keep. Is it going to help me or obstruct me? Sangatyagat. And Satovrittehe, the last one, that is what we are discussing today. Satovrittehe, Sadhu Vritti. He says, by following in the footsteps of the great souls, Sadhu Vritti. And he says that Sadhu are of 2 types, broadly. The householders and the renunciates. There are 2 types of Sadhus. The householders, which is 99.9% of the population, and the renunciates. And then vritti means 2 things. Vritti means nature, and vritti means lifestyle. So, what is our general swabhava? Not the nature, constitutional nature of the soul, nahin. Constitutional nature in that sense of the body is called swabhava. And that swabhava, artificial, twice in the Gita Krishna says, so dharmeni dharam shreya par dharmos bhayavaha. It will create havoc. So one is the nature and another one is the lifestyle. So if you have the nature, you also have a suitable lifestyle. And if you have a lifestyle, you have to understand, is it my nature also? Is it conducive? Then the path is auspicious. Then it is kshemaya. Kshemaya, the ultimate good will be achieved without any obstacles. It will be a smooth, gradual, but steady path towards assured success at the end. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in that particular, in his book Bhaktya Loka, writes these 12 essays, 6 essays on unfavorable and 6 essays on the favorable items. So in his essay on Sadhu Vritti, Sato Vritti, he says, he quotes Narottam Das Thakur, another Mahajan. And who is a Mahajan? There are some titles also people have, Mahajan. But Mahajan means, in our language, today's language, a role model. So everyone, the business people have their Mahajans. Demons have their Mahajans. Hiranyakashipu jaise bano, padho uska, uski jeevani padho, jeevani aur unki shiksha hai. His life and his teachings. Brilliant, Kamsa, Ravan. Really, if you want to be the, you know, the last word in, you know, controllership within this creation. Scrutinizingly studying their life. Scientists, they have their Mahajans. Politicians, they have their Mahajans. So everyone has their Mahajans. You know? This is what I want to become. This is what I want to follow. To some extent, whom you follow, that also shows where you want to go. Whether you achieve or not, that's another thing. But sometimes our aspirations are endless. Sometimes it is unrealistic also. But then, we all have our Mahajans. But for achieving the ultimate perfection of life, which is the only purpose of the human form of life. As it is said here, Bhejire munayo thagre bhagavantam adhokshajam sattvam vishuddha kshemaya kalpante ye anutaniha. So he says, he quotes another Mahajan, Narottam Das Thakur, and he says, Mahajanera jai patha tate havo anurata purva apara kariya vichar. He says, Mahajanera jai patha, the path traversed by the earlier Mahajans, tate havo anurata, I will simply follow their path. Purva apara kariya vichar, the ancient Mahajans and the modern Mahajans. Who are the ancient Mahajans? Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, all those who came before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who are the modern Mahajans? All those who came along with and after Lord Chaitanya. They are the modern Mahajans. Apani Acharya Prabhu Jivera Shikhai. Lord Chaitanya not only came to propagate Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanaya, who is the topmost worshipable personality in this whole creation. Taddhama Vrindavanam, which is the topmost place of worship where you can see that Supreme Personality in His best, understand Him fully, in His full opulence, in His full sweetness, in His full glory. So topmost personality to be worshipped, topmost place to aspire for, Tadhama Vrindavanam. And to achieve that, what is the topmost process that one should follow? Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita. Acha, what is the topmost proof for this? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Because other scriptures, they are mixed up, as in the last verse and future verse we will discuss. They may give you mala of this world, meaning dharmartha kama moksha. But Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. This is the ultimate scripture, which gives the ultimate goal, the ultimate place to aspire for, the ultimate process to please the Lord fully. And Premapumartho Mahan, the ultimate worshipable goal. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya came not just to extract and show. It's not that this was not there in the scriptures. It was there. But he, Nana Shastra Vicharanai Kanipunau Saddharma Samsthapakau. He extracted these apparently invisible to the normal colored eyes because of so many other coverings of material nature and self-interest created because of that. True self-interest is not understood. Prayas is understood, but not Shreya. So Lord Chaitanya not only extracted and taught it to the Goswamis, but demonstrated it personally. And he also had his followers whom he appreciated, whom he glorified, whom he instructed, using them as an instrument to teach all of us. So, I would like to read. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the Lord's followers are the modern Mahajans. And we are so fortunate. We have the most recent Mahajan, Srila Prabhupada, who was predicted by Lord Chaitanya, by Lord Nityananda, to execute his will in this world. How fortunate we are to have such a close, powerful, authentic, authorized, empowered Mahajan. So, by whose mercy we are able to appreciate all these other Mahajans. So he says, yeah. The conduct seen in the Mahajanas after the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the conduct of later Mahajans. The conduct of later Mahajans is superior and should be adopted. How is it superior? Superior means you are able to relate more. When you say Mahaprabhu stayed here in this particular place and he lived for the lifespan which is as per ours. The situation was as per ours. But if you say Prahlad Maharaj, wo to pure Vishnu ke samrat the. Brahma, wo to upar baithe, kabhi dekha kya humne? But these are the most recent Mahajans, certified Mahajans. So we are happy because we can relate, we can connect, and their instructions are more relevant to us, more nearer, more closer to our circumstance and situation. But the same principle applied according to the current time, place and circumstance. The conduct of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers is meant to teach people so that conduct should be followed in all respects. Now, we are talking about vritti. Vritti means occupation and lifestyle. So there are two occupations, householders and renunciates. So what did Lord Chaitanya demonstrate or show or instruct through his life and his followers? Okay. This is the behavior and occupation of grahasthas, as found in the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. As a support for his devotional service, a householder should find a suitable wife or a husband. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, grahastha hoilam eve chahi griha dharma, grihini vina griha dharma nahaya shobhana. Since I am remaining at home, it's my duty to act as a grahastha. Without a wife, there is no meaning to household life. Every ashram and varna is so scientific because it's designed by Krishna. Chaturvarnya maya srishtam. It's designed in such a way that every ashram has privileges and responsibilities. Certain privileges to express themselves, their needs. What is our need? Papi pet ka sawal hai Maharaj. Roti kapda makan. Physical needs. Then the subtle body's needs. I need to express myself. I'm in my elements when I'm doing this function, this occupation. So you need a space. You need a privilege. That kind of facility is given. That kind of, freedom is given. But for that, there are also responsibilities. So that in the process of your freedom, you don't damage yourself or hurt others. Because man is a social being. So it's been designed so scientifically that if we remain in any one of the four varnas and ashramas, the process is perfect. It will purify us. Even though it's fixed. Today people want the privileges of all the ashrams and the responsibility of none. That is the problem. And the neighbor's garden looks always greener. And so therefore, it is very important that we should be closely, scrutinizingly checking that are we properly situated. It is very important to situate ourselves properly. It's like a springboard. You know, varnashram is a good springboard to jump into the next stage. Transcendence. Nistraigunya bhavarjuna. So, traigunya vishayaveda, like we were discussing the other day. These are like for a satellite to be thrown into the space. Space means beyond the three modes. No pulling down. The body pulls us down. The soul is ever elevating. So to project a satellite, you need a lot of, what do you call that, rocket boosters. So varnashram is like a rocket booster. Just throws you. And once this satellite goes out of space, then all these burn, and when the job is finished, hey ho bahaya, chhod do isko. But till then, that becomes the most important part. You can't throw a satellite and chalo, dam laga ke. You need that. Very important for these boosters. In the beginning, booster plays the most prominent role. So, since I am remaining at home, it's my duty to act as a grahastha. Without a wife, there is no meaning to household life. Then, while living with one's wife and maintaining religious family life, Krishna's servants and maidservants are born in the form of sons and daughters. Nourishing them is called maintaining the family. The pious acquisition of wealth required in these activities. In this regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu bole parivara aneka tumar, nirvaha kemate hobe, hoibe sabar. Grihastha hai nahi ho, chahiye sanchay, sanchay na koile kutumba bharana nahi hoy. The Lord said, there are so many members in your family. How will you maintain everyone? Being a householder, one needs to save some money because he's not doing so, it is very difficult for him to maintain his family. One has to maintain the family, not pamper and not starve. Both extremes. Yukta ahara viharasya, yukta karmasya cheshtasara. yukta svapnavabodhasya yogo bhavati dukkha. So one of the devotees who are overly doing, he has to tell them, hey, look, 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 there's so many family members. Basic maintenance, do that. One must be educated at a proper age, but he should not study atheistic literatures. Pade kene loka krishna bhakti jani bare, se jadi nahila tabe vidyaya ki kare, vishayamadanda sabha kichu ina jane, vidyamade dhanamade vaishnava na chine. Why do people study? Education is only for understanding devotional service to Lord Krishna. If you miss this point, then what is the use of your education? Everyone is blinded by pride and sense gratification. Being proud of their education and wealth, they fail to recognize a Vaishnava. If one studies Srimad Bhagavatam improperly, his intelligence is polluted. So one has to giya bhagavata pado bhagavata sthane. One has to re-study Bhagavatam from a person Bhagavatam or the genuine representatives of such people. Serving guests is the principal duty of a grahastha. This is the Lord's instruction. Grahasthere mahaprabhu shikayena dharma atithira seva grahasthera moola karma akaitave chitta sukhe jar jena shakti taha karilei boli atithite bhakti. In this way, the Lord satisfied all his guests and taught the world how to behave as a perfect householder. The foremost duty of a householder is to serve his guests. If a householder happily serves his guests without duplicity and according to his ability, he is considered hospitable. After hearing all this, itna karna hai kya? Theek hai, mat karo. So there is another facility. But that has another nature, which we will also read out. You can't escape. The thing is, we say, ek koi shortcut hai kya? Thoda shortcut. The shortcut is, that is also described. Common between grahasthas and vairagis. Some things are common. That is the super shortcut. But everything comes with the whole baggage deal. It's a package deal. It doesn't come only this part, not this part. The pious acquisition of wealth is required in these activities. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Prabhu bole parivara ane... Sorry. No, this is over. Yeah. A grahastha should act with simplicity in his dealings with people. He should not allow any kind of cheating or duplicity in his heart. Ataeva grihe tumi krishna bhaja gya. Kutinati parihari ekanta hoya. Therefore, go back to your home and worship Lord Krishna with full attention, giving up all duplicity. But then having heard this, you may wonder, Maharaj, seedhi ungli se ghee nahi nikalti is sansar mein. So therefore, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, wherever there is fire, there has to be smoke. Every effort has a fault. In this material world, if you are a Brahmana, you have to do a sacrifice. And in that sacrifice, you will have to do some sacrifice some animals. Pap lagya. Kshatriya, you have to kill. Pap lagya. Vaishya, only for you. Hum log profit nahi karte. For you, aap hamare khas customer ho. Aap ke liye na. Keval ye actually aap hi ke liye laya tha. Char piece rakha hua hai. Keval aap hi ke liye laya hua tha. This is called Safed Jhoot. This is allowed to survive. That's the name of the game. Krishna is telling this, not me. Huh? Not me. 18.46, 47, 48. Please read that. Bhagavad Gita 18.46, 47. If you're feeling choked up, bahut jyada honesty ho gaya. Tikne raha. That doesn't mean you do anything and everything, but I'm just kind of giving you some kind of concession, little tube that you can breathe a little bit. Which means the instructions are so practical, so down to earth, yet quite purifying. Quite purifying. It's not easy. No situation is going to be easy. That's the problem. We want the easy way and we want the most valuable thing with the cheapest price. This is the typical mentality, especially in Kali Yuga. At the press of a button, things are happening fast, press of a button, but nobody sees the star mark, conditions apply. Nothing comes cheap in this world. Nothing comes cheap in nature. Everything has a price. It's only a question of time. If you think you have cheated the whole world, cheated nature, cheated God, just wait. The process is utsaha, nischaya, dhairya. Have patience. Be enthusiastic. Have faith. The process is perfect. Purnamadaha purnamidam. It is the principal duty of a grahastha to serve senior persons. Grahastha hoya kariba pita matar sevan ihate tushta hobe Lakshmi Narayan. Later I shall become a householder and thus serve my parents. For this action will very much satisfy Lord Narayan and his wife, the goddess of fortune. And there are many, but I will just conclude with one more before I go to the renunciate part. A householder should take the principles of renunciation to heart, but he should not simply dress as a renunciate. As stated by the Lord in Chaitanya Charitamrita, sthira hoya ghare jao nahao batul, krame krame paye loke bhava sindhukul, markata vairagya na karo loko dikhaiya, yatha yogya vishaya bhunja anasakto hoya, antare nishtha karo bahye loko vyavahar, Achirat Krishna Tomae Koribe Udhar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, be patient and return home. Don't be a crazy fellow. By and by you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence. You should not make yourself a show bottle devotee and become a false renunciate. For the time being, enjoy the material world in a befitting way and do not become attached to it. Very interesting, he says, yatha yogya vishaya bhunja anasakta hoya. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. Internally cry out like a madman, but externally be grounded. Be normal. One great sannyasi, senior sannyasi had come. He teaches the Gurukul, Ratudhvaj Maharaj, and he said, so I started a new training program called ISKCON Normalization Program. Kaun si mata hai? Kaun si pita hai aap? 84 lakh mein bahut ho gaye. So utsahat. Saying that every, just like we have a phase of life, even organization has a phase. Within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful, but externally, you may behave like an ordinary man. Thus, Krishna will soon be very pleased and deliver you from the clutches of Maya. In this way, there are so many beautiful instructions, but now I will go to the renunciates. What Lord followed as a sannyasi and also instructed his renunciate followers in the form of to Raghunath Das Goswami and to several others, but few instructions I would like to read. But very interesting, before that he says, a grahastha Vaishnava should model his character after that of Lord Chaitanya and his followers. A householder should follow the ways of life and obtain his mean of livelihood as exhibited by Lord Chaitanya and his followers. If one desires Krishna in all his activities, then those activities are auspicious. Very interesting statement. If one desires Krishna in all his activities, then those activities are auspicious. By endeavoring to gratify one's senses and attain irrelevant fruits, one becomes a materialist. It's not about the ashram, but it's about the internal consciousness. Why we do what we do. Not what we do, but why we do what we do. How we do what we do, for whose pleasure and satisfaction we do what we do. That makes a person a responsible, varnashram follower. Okay. Bhala koila vairagyara dharma acharila. Raghunath Das has done well. He has acted suitably for a person in the renounced order. Vairagi koribe sada nama sankirtan. Magiya khaya kare jivana rakshan. A person in the renounced order should always chant the holy name of the Lord. He should beg some alms to eat and he should sustain his life in this way. In the West, begging is forbidden. They'll put you into jail. So Prabhupada started this thing of book distribution and you take some donation. Dadati pratigrahnati. Yeah, basically, you're going begging. Basically, the idea is you are not dependent or you're not dependent on your, but you're just kind of, and in the process, you're also kind of preaching. Meaning, we should be happy and satisfied with whatever comes.
Vairagi hoya jeva kare parapeksha, karya siddhi nahe krishna kare na upeksha.
A vairagi should not depend on others. If he does so, he'll be unsuccessful and he'll be neglected by Krishna. Dependence on Krishna. Too much dependence on oneself, one's own endeavor, one's own resources. You cannot take shelter of the Lord fully and properly. Therefore, must be done.
Vairagi hoya kore jihwara lalas, paramartha jai ar hoye raservash.
If a renunciate is eager for his tongue to taste different foods, his spiritual life will be lost and he will be subservient to the taste of his tongue.
Vairagi rakritya sada nama sankirtan, shakapatra phalamule udara bharan.
The duty of a person in the renounced order is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra always. He should satisfy his belly with whatever vegetables, leaves, fruits and roots are available, including dry fruits.
Sukha rukha bas.
One of our devotees was joking. Hum keval phal khate hain. Bas sukhe phal khate hain. Achha, haan, sab dry fruits. I'm joking.
Gramya katha na shunive, gramya varta na kahive. Bhalana khaive or bhalana parive.
Do not talk like people in general or engage in gossip. Gossip is like solid mental energy going away. Whatever you are talking, your mind is absorbed in that. So very careful about what is the topic that we are discussing. Because every topic is like leaving an impression in your mind for all time. The topic may be forgotten, but the impression, just like wet cement, our mind is like wet cement. Anything that you press there, impress. The topic may be forgotten, but the impressions remain. And you don't know when it is going to come. They go to the subconscious. That's why we dream. In during dream, all kinds of crazy. Kaisa aa gaya hai? Iske baare mein socha nahi tha. Suna tha, bola tha, socha tha. But bhul, apparently bhul gaya tha. But they left an impression. You should not eat very palatable food, nor should you dress very nicely. Idea is, don't become again bodily conscious, especially for an renunciate.
Amani manada hoya Krishna nama sadalave, brajeradha Krishna seva manase koribe.
Do not expect honor, but offer all respects to others. Always chant the holy name of Lord Krishna and within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. In this way, there are so many wonderful, and now I will read things that are common irrespective of which ashram and which varna you belong. There are some things that are common. Whoever you are, if you are a human being, that this is applicable to you.
Krishna mantra hoite hove sansara mochan, Krishna nama hoite pabe krishnera charan.
simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. Achirat, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Abhikshna Saha, Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janaha, Ta Eva Pashyanti Achirena Tavakam Padam Bhojam, Bhava Prasado Uparamam. Very soon, how soon? Sooner than you deserve, but later than you expect. We expect, if we chant today by 2022, Krishna aayenge altar se utar ke bahut ho gaya jab aa jaa mere saath bhagwat dhaan chalte, and you will get on to the altar and say hamcha ram ram ghyava. Nama vinu kali kale nahi ara dharma sarva mantra sara naam ei shastra marma. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. Te anutaniha bhijire munayo athagre bhagavantam adhokshidam. This is the process. Krishna nama je ananda sindhu asvadam brahmananda tar age khatodakasam. Compared to the ocean of transcendental bliss that is tasted by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the pleasure derived from impersonal Brahman realization is like the shallow water in a canal. Now, how do you know? Very simple. The mere fact that we are taking shelter of the holy name, we are able to say no to these other regulative principles, which is a lifetime project for people who don't have this process, taste of this process. And even then they fail. They're not able to keep up that decision. New Year resolution, dissolution, no solution. But truly, Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha. Why? Bhogaishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Apahrita Chetasam. That has come out and we have developed a higher taste. Param Drishtvani Vartade. Sadanam Alaivayatha Labhete Santosh. Ehito Achar Kare Bhakti Dharma Posh. One should strictly follow the principle of always chanting the holy name, and one should be satisfied with whatever he gets easily. Akritva Parasantapam Agatva Khalanamratam Anutsrujya Satam Margam Yat Swalpam Api Tad Bahu. Niti Shastra says, Akritva Parasantapam. In our activities, in our words, in our dealings, interactions, Akritva Parasantapam. Santapam means putting others in unnecessary, unwanted distress. If by your activities, words, interactions, dealings, if you are causing unnecessary pain, suffering and distress, subtle, gross, we can't progress with that kind of negative energy being thrown at us. Akritva parasantapam, agatva khalanamratam. Without bowing down to unprincipled people and their whims and fancies. Anutsrujya satam margam, following in the footsteps of the great souls. Yat swalpam api, even at the end of this one lifetime, if you were able to take only one step towards your goal, yat swalpam api, tad bahu, it's big thing. Sometimes people say, tune inka seva kiya, un sabka seva kiya, tere liye khud ke liye kya kiya tune? Dekh wo log kya kar rahe hain. Wo kit kahan tak chale gaye, aur tu kahan ka kahan reh gaya. And you think, ah, yaar, ye jyada Bhagavatam sun liya main. So sometimes, ya nisha sarabhutanam, pasyam jagrati sayami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani, sa nisha pashyato mane. Two kinds of mad people are there in this world. And we have no option. We have to become either one way. Either mad after Krishna, or mad after this world. But we have to see what is the end result. Whom do you want to please? Whom do you want to satisfy? ये लोग क्या कहेंगे? कुछ तो लोग कहेंगे. लोगों का काम है कहना. Who are these people? Are they the general mass of people? Are they the people who are genuinely concerned? Who are there for you? Who stand by you in every circumstance and situation? If they are saying something, let's take that seriously. Whoever they are. नहीं तो the whole world will always keep saying something. They won't let anyone. They won't spare anyone. ज्ञान कर्म योग धर्मे ना हे कृष्णवश कृष्णवश हेतु एक प्रेम भक्ति रस. By following the path of speculative philosophical knowledge, fruitive activity or mystic yoga to control the senses, one cannot satisfy Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Unalloyed devotional love for Krishna is the only cause of the Lord's satisfaction. Swanushthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. Atah pumbhi dvijasreshtha varanashrama vibhagasha. Ultimately, is Krishna satisfied? Dharmah su anushthita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuyah na utpadeyed yadiratim shramaye vahi kevalam. If you have achieved everything perfectly, you know, all other responsibilities, you know, like spick and span, you just planned it and you ticked it off and I said, this, look, all that I had set up as other responsibilities I did. But our eternal responsibility to the Lord, Mamai Vamsho Jivaloke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, our eternal responsibility, our natural constitutional position, Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityadas, if that is not executed, what did we attain? What did we attain at the end? What are we going to take away? But if somehow we were not able to, with best efforts, we were not able to satisfy many people. Because in this world you can't satisfy all the people all the time. But at least my focus was to please the Lord. And with respect to the Lord, I tried to do my best with regard to my other responsibilities. In a way that I can face the Lord and say, my Lord, I did my best. One lady came to me one time. I'll just conclude. I'm getting a little late, but I'll conclude in just 2 minutes. One lady came to me. She wanted to put her daughter in one particular school because she thought that aisa hona chahiye, Vedic aisa hona chahiye. But then so many people were telling her, अरे उसको ये भी पढ़ाओ, उसको ये भी पढ़ाओ, उधर मत भेजो. She will miss out that. If she goes there, she will miss out that. What to do? But you know, she wanted to do that. And then she came to me and she said, Prabhuji, कल अगर वो बड़ी हो के मुझसे पूछेगी, मम्मी, you deprived me. Why did you do this? तो मैं क्या बोलूंगी? तो मैं क्या करूं? मैं बोला मैं कुछ नहीं कर सकता, इसीलिए मैं ऐसा हूं. Of course, I didn't say that. I just said, माता जी, अगर वो लड़की कल बड़ी हो जाएगी और आप क्या कह सकते, तुमने ऐसे मम्मी ऐसा क्यों किया मेरे से, मेरे जीवन का तुमने क्या कर दिया, मुझे उस स्कूल में क्यों भेजा, ऐसा भेजना था, उधर करना था, ये करना था. इसे the millions of possibilities. मैं बोला माताजी आपके अपने हृदय के ऊपर हाथ रख के बोलो बेटा, with the best understanding, knowledge and the guidance that was available to me at that time, with the best resources available at our disposal at that time, and with the best of intentions for your ultimate welfare that we thought was the best at that time, we did what we did. इसके ऊपर अप टू यू, दैट इज अ फैक्ट. इफ यू वांट टू कंप्लेन, मिलियंस ऑफ वेज टू कंप्लेन, बट इफ यू हैव ए ग्रेटफुल हार्ट, विल बी ग्रेटफुल फॉर द मेयर फैक्ट दैट वी आर सर्वाइविंग टिल टूडे. शरीर है, इसका मतलब किसी ने तो जन्म दिया है, किसी ने उसको बड़ा किया है, किसी ने खिलाया पिलाया, तो जिंदा है ना अभी तक, भूखे तो नहीं मर गए. सो देर विल ऑलवेज बी देर. हुम आर वी गोइंग टू सैटिस्फाई एट द एंड ऑफ द डे? हु इज अ पर्सन हु इज ऑलवेज विथ अस, नेवर डिचिंग अस, एंड हु इज अवर इटर्नल वेल विशर, सुहृदम सर्वभूतानां. सो दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग इफ यू गेट एंड काइंड ऑफ keep our focus on that, and then in relationship with that we deal with the world accordingly, which is what the Mahajans since time immemorial. That is why the reading the lives of great souls, today is also a very other auspicious days, but I have already crossed time, I don't want to go ahead, but all these appearance and disappearance days of Lord Chaitanya and his followers and the other so many great souls, it's a wonderful time to discuss their life, their challenges, their temptations that they faced, the obstacles that they faced, the distractions that came in their life in the form of several challenges and how they dealt with it. And what kind of example and instructions they have left behind us. And then in that disciplic succession, if we have a current guru, sadhu of shastras, representatives, and if we are following that, then it's up to Krishna. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. I have done my best, but of course Krishna will do his best. There is no doubt. He is, you know, infallible, Achyuta. We may fall back in our duties. He will never fall back. He is Achyuta. That's like the hope-giving thing. So, in essence, we just understand these truths coming through the Mahajans by scrutinizingly studying their lives, their example and their instructions. And in this disciplic succession, following in the footsteps of the previous Acharyas, we try to do our best. Don't enter into the cancer of comparing, complaining and criticizing. Three big diseases of the mind. You know. Be happy. So, sukham kartum avayam. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Since it's already much beyond time, we will not take any questions. Thank you very much.